Hola, hola, it is Fabi here. And let's face it, making what you do feel like an actual need to have instead of just a nice to have is probably the biggest and most important communication skill that you need to develop in your business as an expert. Because honestly, a lot of the people that I talk to are literally experiencing essentially the same thing. They're getting on sales calls and they're hearing the same objections over and over again. People telling them, this is exactly what I need. This makes so much sense. But can I get back to you a little bit later, maybe in a few weeks? And here's the thing. These are people who, in theory, have the problem that you're here to solve. And yet, they are still in a place where they're not pulling the trigger, to say it like that. And most experts think, well, maybe I just need to create more urgency. So maybe I need to add more scarcity or raise my prices or create deadlines. But that right there is not the problem. The problem, my friends, is that you're trying to create urgency at the moment of the sale when urgency should have been built long before the call ever even happened with you. Now, if you're an established expert, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a professional service provider who has a high ticket offer, you know what this frustration feels like because you're having these great conversations and people who love what you do. In theory, it seems like they're seeing the value and they keep on saying, let me think about it, or let's talk about it later, or let's circle back next month. And you're thinking, well, how do I get them to buy now without having to use some gross pressure tactics that make me feel icky and make them kind of want to run the other way? So the thing that nobody tells you is that you're not really here to create urgency on that call. You're here to really reveal the urgency that already exists, ideally that you've already shown through your positioning, your content, and how you're essentially framing the problem. Because honestly, at this stage in your career, if you're over 40 or somebody who has real expertise, you have a premium service, you can't rely on manipulation. You need strategic positioning that makes urgency pretty obvious. And here's what's actually happening when somebody tells you that they need to think about it. They don't see the real cost of waiting. They don't actually understand what's at stake. And they haven't been pre-sold on why this needs to happen right now. So to me, that's not a sales issue. That's a positioning and content problem. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you three parts of the system that we focus on in our own business to make people buy now without fake urgency, tactics, or anything like that, and how we use this to convert at over 60% on our sales call. So the first thing that most experts get wrong is that, again, they're trying to create urgency for people who are not primed to buy in the first place. Like, think about it like this. If somebody doesn't already have this internal urgency, if they're not already feeling the problem, they're not recognizing the cost, they don't understand what's at stake, no amount of external pressure is going to make them buy. Saying things like there's only 3 spots left doesn't work on somebody who thinks that they can solve this problem maybe next year. Price is gonna go up on Friday. It doesn't work on somebody who doesn't see why that even matters. So ultimately, you can't manufacture urgency for people who don't already feel it. So the first part of the system is this. Stop trying to convince people who aren't ready and start attracting and speaking to people who already have that existing urgency. I mean, think about an emergency room versus a regular doctor's office. When somebody shows up to an ER, they're not just thinking about it. They're not comparison shopping. They're not asking if they can come back next month because obviously, in this case in particular, urgency is already there. Something happened, something's wrong. So they need help right now. That's basically who you want showing up to your sales calls. Not people that you have to convince that there's a problem, but people who are already know that there's a problem and they're looking essentially for the right solution. So all of this to say, you don't try to create urgency. You attract people who already have it, but you don't want to do this by just agitating the pain and speaking to the emotion of desperation because in my experience, people who are desperate don't actually buy. They don't. I actually say usually that for people who are desperate, free is expensive. So you need to identify the identity of who your buyer is. How do they view the problem? How do they experience the urgency? And you want to speak to that person instead. Now here's the second part that we focus on, and that is what I call your angle of mastery. It's your positioning as a market creator that really ends up creating a completely different dynamic. And the reason why is that when you're one of many options, people tend to compare. Let me look at 3 other coaches here and see who's the best fit, or let me get more quotes from this consultant and see what's out there. Let me shop around. Comparison takes time, and time oftentimes kills urgency. But when you're a market creator, when you're introduced in a completely different way of thinking about the problem through your angle of mastery, there's nobody to compare you to. So you're not really just the best option, you become the only option. In my case, for example, I don't just position myself as a brand strategist who's gonna help you like clarify your messaging. That's a category with thousands of options out there. So people would need to compare me with everybody else. So instead, I'm the person that you go to when you want to develop your angle of mastery, that unique intellectual positioning that attracts power buyers who are really decisive instead of those tire kickers who need more convincing. I created these frameworks, right? I created this language. I created this way of thinking about the problem. So when somebody resonates with these concepts, they're not thinking, well, let me compare Fabi to three other brand strategists out there. They're thinking, I need to learn this specific approach, and Fabi is the only person that is teaching it. Ultimately, your angle of mastery ends up eliminating the need to think about it because there's nothing to compare it to. That takes us then to the third thing that you need to focus on, and that is creating content that overcomes their objections, because I find that even when somebody has urgency and they recognize that you're the only option, there are still some fears that make them hesitate. Like they think, well, this won't work for me. Or they're thinking, sure, it worked for your other clients, but my situation is different. Or they might be thinking that this is gonna maybe take too long. And they're thinking, well, I don't have 6 months to solve this problem. I need to make sure that I find a way to solve this problem right now. Or sometimes they're afraid that they've been burned before and they've tried other things and they haven't really worked. And so your job really, through your content, is to overcome some of these fears, to shift the beliefs that your audience has about the problem that they're experiencing, and to shift their beliefs about how your solution is different. And this connects back to what I was talking about in terms of the angle of mastery, because when you're showing a different perspective, when you're showing a different angle, it shows them that your way of doing things is different. I love creating content and creating systems and processes that takes my ideal clients and people who are really qualified leads into basically convincing themselves that our program, our process, and the way that we do things is completely different from anything else. And I do that through the content that we're creating and through the systems that we've built. A lot of times people don't have systems and they're just depending on the call to try to convince people to buy. That's not the job of the call. The call is here to confirm that your process is the right one. And so the better that you are at building systems and processes that allow this to happen, the more likely that your sales conversions are going to go up. I call this the power buyer pathway. It's a whole system that really is there to overcome every single objection through the relationships that you're building with your audience, and you're pre-selling and speaking to that existing urgency through your content and your sales process. And what happens is that when you bring these things together, people don't say, let me think about it. They basically show up to the call pretty pre-sold, already feeling urgency, already asking logistics, not questioning whether they should do this. And the reality is that you don't have to create urgency through these scarcity tactics. You're here to reveal existing urgency through your positioning and eliminating comparison through market creation and overcoming objections through power buyer pathway, through pre-selling content. So if you're ready to stop hearing, let me think about it, and start hearing, when can we start? Let's get on a 15-minute brand message assessment where on that call, I'm going to take a look at you, how you're communicating right now, and whether you're speaking about what you do in a way that really calls into the existing urgency that your audience has, and how to really bring in your potential angle of mastery to overcome these objections that they may bring out, so that what you do essentially becomes a need to have. The link is in the description below. Make sure that you subscribe and follow me on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Follow me at Fabi Paolini on LinkedIn, on TikTok, on Instagram, on Facebook, all the places. And let me know in the comments, what's the existing urgency in your market? What are your ideal clients are actually afraid of right now? Let me know.